You're listening to Wynton Marsalis on trumpet and from The Magic Hour in 2004. The tune is Baby, I Love You, one of the albums featured in the season opener of Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra's Beyond Black Coats. So, which brings its show to the Portland audiences at Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall on Saturday, October 7th. Wynton joining me in the studio to talk about that season opener and to talk about what Portland audiences can expect. Wynton, thanks so much for joining me.
All right, Meg, it's such a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you. I just got a long list of all of the songs. Maybe it's like 600 songs or so. And I just picked things that had different objectives and different. And we arranged 12 to 14 of them. And then we narrowed it down to 10 or 11 that we played on the show itself. And, you know, just some of them are blues. Some have changes on them. Some have personal significance to me or members of the orchestra. So I picked them just for that diversity. And then some members of our orchestra, like Carlos Enrique as our bassist, I taught him when he was in high school. So I've had the pleasure of playing with him for many years. So he called me after he saw the first list and said, man, there's not enough songs off the Black Codes album. So some people listened to the record and liked it. Well, for me, it's an album we made. I invested in, but I didn't look at it like it wasn't. I don't really listen to my own music incessantly. When I'm mixing it, I'll listen to it. Then after that, I don't really listen to it. So, you know, I would go on Carlos saying, put these other songs in. So I put the songs in. And it like that, you know. So when I say significant, we all have different things because we've played together for long times and we're from different generations and ages. We get a wide range of opinions and inputs into what we're doing.
And your band's always incredible players. If anyone has seen Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, you know it's the top of the top. And, I mean, word on the street is that your rehearsals are pretty intense, that you are kind of tough.
Well, when I was younger, I was tough. But I would say the last 15 years, no. I think that the band polices itself. You know, it's not... I mean, they like the level we play on. We know what level we want to play on. Everybody has a personal sense of integrity. And when somebody comes that maybe doesn't know the music or doesn't want practice or is not serious, I don't even say anything. You know, mainly because we're playing each other's arrangements. The cats in the band will be like, hey, they don't want to be out. The experience for me has been much less. I don't have to do all of that. And as you know, as you get older, you also don't want to do that. You know the joke that they have about older parents? Oh, you didn't do your homework. Oh, it's okay. What time are you getting back? 11? Oh, okay, it'll be fine. Whereas the same person 30 years before, you better be back here at 10:30. So, you know, no, we have our own internal integrity.
Can audiences expect? Does it feel like the same show that we would see in New York, or is it a different experience? You know, bringing this show on the road, how does that feel? Does it feel like a different thing?
No, every night is different because we improvise and we have a always choice. So that's why our music is the more choice people have on the bandstand, the more freedom they have to make choices, and the more music you know and can play, stuff is always different.
You have been playing with some Portland jazz musicians that some of our listeners are definitely familiar with. Drummer Damo Branch, saxophonist Nicole Glover, and we are so excited when we hear about them playing with you. So your connection with Portland sort of runs a little deep.
Yeah, even, you know, I mean, you can go back to just Ben Wolf and I mean with the whole tradition of Portland musicians. And I just love them. I mean, I love Damo. I love Nicole, the seriousness she brings to stuff. Chuck Israel, I love him. You know, I mean, Israel's, what can I say about Chuck? You know, I mean, he was a big influence on me. I met him when I was going to Tanglewood. I was 17 then, in 1979. And I've known him since that time. I look forward to seeing Chuck. I think one of the joys of being able to travel around the country and around the world is to go into local scenes and to be a part of the scene and to see the younger musicians as they come up and to know who the older musicians were too when they were playing. And we got to keep our local scenes going around the country, you know. Our local scenes have always been like a rhythm section and some people who just kept it going.
Yeah, I love that. We do have legends in Portland, and that's what makes this place, I think, extra special. And it makes for great jazz lovers here in the city as well. Winton, thank you so much for spending your time with me, for talking about the show that's coming up October 7th, Saturday, here in Portland at the Arlene Schnitzer Concert Hall. It's Jazz at Lincoln Center with Winton Marcellus, Beyond Black Coats. We're so excited to see and hear you perform.
Thank you so much, Meg. Thank you. It's been a pleasure talking with you.